The film opens in 1939. It was the Great Depression, a time when many immigrants were beginning a new life in Buffalo after arriving from Italy and Sicily. This film features stories of their descendants.
Must my life go on this way?
Giambra, who just turned 80, is an accomplished jazz band trumpet player. But he's also acted in some major movies and television productions in California and New York City, and he's a former Buffalo cop. His life, ironically, started out in an area right here in downtown Buffalo, where our WBFO studio is located. Giambra and other Italian Americans once lived on this property.
I lived in this neighborhood. This very building stands in the neighborhood I was born in, and I went to grammar school, maybe 30 feet away from here, PS number 2. For the most part, they settled here in an area called the Hooks, which is where Channel 7 is, or WNED, or WBFO. This area was quite prominent in the history of Buffalo. It was the focal point of a great deal of commerce, boats and in the harbor, coming from Cleveland and Detroit and the Atlantic Ocean. It was quite a hot spot, a lot of activity, and a lot of people lived here, and the tenements that were here were inhabited by the Italians and the Sicilians who came from Europe.
Why did so many choose Buffalo, New York?
Well, they had relatives here, and actually the first immigration from Sicily came from a town called Racomuto, and the Barones came here. And about 10,000 people followed shortly thereafter. And they all lived in the Hooks or in the Lower Main Street area and in the Lower East Side as well.
Then who did you create this movie with?
Well, first of all, it was created through an actual experience. I lived it empirically. Joe DeLeo, Michael G. Lombardo, and Ken Gianguecco and I put this together a number of years ago. It follows a film that we did 5 years ago called La Terra Promessa. This, of course, is Ieri, Oggi, e Domani, which means yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
Tell us about the stories that are in this narrative. There were images used and some dramatized reenactments. What are some of the most memorable that stand out to you from producing this?
Well, there's a funeral scene, a wake, in which a family mourns their loved one. That's pretty touching, I thought. And then there's a scene in an old bar on the west side called the Senate Grill, where a lot of guys are celebrating a birthday. That was pretty touching in that it takes place in 1950, and here we are in 2013 looking back at something like that. And there's a number of things about people who immigrated here from Sicily, talking about the invasion of Sicily, and they were there when it happened, talking about the soldiers coming through the town and asking for a lot of Italian-American soldiers, asking for, do you know so-and-so, do you know so-and-so? My uncle lives here, my aunt lives here. Are they alive? That kind of stuff. Really incredible things. And I'm happy. I'm touched by it all, you know?
Does it bother you that Italian-American heritage is traced and people talk about being with the mafia and the mob? Does that bother you?
Of course it does. Of course it does. But being a realist and having the opportunity 40 years ago to have taught the history of organized crime at the University of Buffalo, on an adjunct level, I'm an expert on the subject matter. Sure, it bothers me, but I know one thing, that of the millions and millions and millions of Italian-Americans in America, only maybe 1% have ever been involved in a defunct organization called the Mafia. There is no more Mafia. Finito. Gone. Gone don't come back.
Tell us something in Italian.
Tipo ti dice, come ora quando parliamo italiano, parliamo siciliano.
And translate?
What can I say? We're talking in Italian or Sicilian.
It sounded so much better in Italian.
Sicilian is probably the most romantic of the romantic languages. It's that which is closely based in Latin. Unfortunately, it's my understanding, I've never been to Sicily, it's my understanding, however, that the Sicilian that I just spoke to you in Sicily, if I were to do that, I would be called antique. Antico.
Joe Giambra, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, Eileen Buckley.
We've been talking with Joey Giambra, co-producer of Yesterday, Today, and Tomorrow, a 90-minute locally produced film about Buffalo's Italian-American community. It premieres this Sunday at Birchfield Penny. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.